Loyalist Township Council approved just over $500,000 in additional funding for the Odessa West reconstruction project. Staff came to council this week stating they were 10% over budget due in part to additional costs brought forth by a mistake in the process. Engineering and Environment Manager Luke McDonald noted the difference in their original projected costs.
The additional budget that we're requesting is about 10% of the total approved budget to date. I would state we're 10% over budget.
Staff have attributed this overage to a number of factors, including additional work needed on West Street, relocating utility hookups due to a mistake, and extra staffing costs. Improperly marked field locates for the gas mains during the design phase of the project led to nearly $165,000 in extra costs. McDonald explained how this affected the budget for the project. He also confirmed that this was not related to the gas leak that took place in Odessa in October.
The gas leak was on a separate project from this one. The improperly marked locates led to a conflict with some of our other buried infrastructure that we were planning. So additional gas relocations occurred, which increased the cost of this project.
McDonald explained, however, that the township would only be covering a portion of the costs incurred by the mistake.
Our franchise agreement with Enbridge states that any relocations that need to occur within the right-of-way, the township is responsible for paying 30% of the costs, which is where those numbers have come from.
McDonald details the extra work needed on West Street.
During the work when we were doing, we had not intended to reconstruct that portion of West Street between Main and South. But because of the difficulties we ran into with the Series A water main pipe, it was determined that that work had to proceed.
Council approved funding the increased costs from a mix of debt financing and pulling from respective reserve funds. Staff noted, however, that there currently isn't any money in the reserve funds. Treasurer Shelley Stedall explains the process they'll be taking going forward.
There is no money at this point in time from the reserves. We're trying to finalize and close out some projects, so there's a possibility that there could be some money in the reserve, but at this point in time, it's all debt financed, and then we'll be bringing a report back to council that's going to show exactly what those amounts are.
For Amherst Island Radio and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans.